Christmas. It's Yule time here on Tool Time.
Merry Christmas. You know, Christmas always reminds me of my childhood. I used to build a snowman every year. I used to carrot for its nose, cookies for its eyes, and licorice for its smile.
That's a great story. Unfortunately, Al's mom usually ate the snowman.
One year, she used the carrot to make coleslaw.
Today's Tool Time isn't about a plaid lad's Christmas. Today's Tool Time is about a man's Christmas. And nothing says Christmas to a man like a block of ice and a Benford chainsaw.
That's right. And today's special Tool Time guest uses a chainsaw to make beautiful ice sculptures.
That's right. Our guest, Chaz Jensen, is here to the Plymouth International Ice Sculpting Spectacular. So let's give him a warm, wait a minute, let's give him a cool Tool Time welcome. Chaz Jensen. Welcome to Tool Time, Chaz.
Thank you, Bill.
Chaz?
Thank you, Al.
Now, rumor has it that you can actually make a Christmas tree out of this block of ice in 30 seconds.
Yes, I can. Would you like me to demonstrate?
We didn't invite you on the show to sing.
Okay.
Fabulous. However, the presents you put under it should be waterproof.
Contest again. Tim, I hope you're not going to go overboard this year. You know, we could try a little subtlety for a change.
Got it covered.
Oh, Tim!
You're all out of the big ones.
Right. Hey, no running in the house.
Ah, I have to go to the bathroom. Hey, hurry up, Mark. Get out of there. I got to go really bad.
Why don't you go upstairs and use your bathroom?
I can't. Aunt Nancy's in there giving the babies a bath.
Well, then use ours.
Uncle Marty's in there, and he took 5 magazines with him.
Go get some of those stick matches. Woo!
Tim, will you please set the high chair up for lunch?
I'll just eat at the counter.
Oh, so great to have babies in the house again.
Yeah, there's nothing like a little projectile vomit to brighten up the holidays.
Oh, come on. Gosh, I think this is going to be the perfect Christmas.
You're not kidding. I think this year, finally, my decorations are going to beat Doc Johnson.
Now, I was referring to your brother's family being here and my parents coming.
Don't set yourself up like this. Every year your parents come, you end up locked in your bedroom going, why did I even invite them? You know a present like your dad to give me? Call me my name, Tim, instead of hey you.
Well, if you heard what he called you behind your back, you'd be happy with a hey you. Oh, they're here. Mom, it's so wonderful to see you.
It
It's amazing you're seeing us at all. Your father didn't use the turn signal once, all the way from Texas. Hello, dear.
Hi,
hello,
Lillian.
Tim.
I didn't use the signal because there was no one behind me, Lillian.
Then what was that truck that almost sideswiped us?
He had no business being on the interstate, big truck like that.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, sweetheart. Hey, you.
Oh, give me some sugar.
All right, men. Here's your mission. There's a vehicle in the driveway that needs unloading. Dismissed.
Oh, it's packed in the ceiling with presents.
Charge!
That's another thing. Your father piled the presents up so high in the back seat he couldn't even see out the window.
Now, don't blame me. I wanted to put the presents in the front seat and you in the back.
Well, that would have certainly made things more pleasant for me.
Oh, it's going to be a perfect Christmas.
Would anybody like some eggnog?
Oh, no, your father can't eat eggs.
I can eat eggs. I just don't know what the hell nog is.
Oh, look, look. You remember Tim's brother, Marty, and his wife, Mandy. And this is Claire. And I think that's Gracie.
Oh, thank little angels.
Yeah, take a good look. They're clean. We're clean. It only happens once a day.
If you're thinking about a career, think Army.
All he ever talks about is the Army, the Army, the Army. You'd think he never retired.
Never should have retired. After spending 2 days in the car with you, the Korean War was a picnic.
Well, I really enjoyed my 2 days riding with you. Of course, I could have had more scintillating conversation with a crash dummy.
You calling me a dummy?
Would you please just stop?
Jill?
Standing there, so we can talk about Christmas lights. Tim is entering a contest. Tell him, honey.
I'm entering a contest.
Hey, guys, get down here. Let's see what Grandma and Grandpa got us for Christmas.
Hear anything good?
No, I don't hear anything.
Clothes.
Oh, there they go. Don't stay out too long, boys. When you get back, you can help me put the icing on my famous sticky buns.
Hi, Grandma. Bye.
Now, don't worry, Jill. You can go back on your diet after Christmas.
I'm not on a diet, Mom.
Oh, well. Then you don't have to worry at all.
So, are you and Dad okay in Brad's room?
Oh, as okay as we are anywhere else. You have no idea what your father's like these days.
Right. You know, I'll grease those baking pans for
you. Ever since he retired, he just sits like a lump in his den and watches the same old war movie over and over and over.
Margarine or butter?
Patton. He's seen it so many times, I know everything that George S. Patton ever said. Okay, men, we're going through those enemy lines like crap through a goose.
Oh, about these sticky buns.
I can't get him to do anything. I thought we'd get to travel and go to Italy, do all the things we never had time to do when he was working. Just when I thought we'd be getting closer together, we seem to be growing apart.
Mom, don't you think you ought to talk to Dad about this, not me?
Well, it's no use. He's established a stronghold in that den. I'd have to put a grenade under his barca lounger to get him out of there.
Lillian, where'd you put my tape of Patton? I want to show it to the boys when they get back.
I threw it out of the window in St. Louis.
You're serious? We're going back to get it.
All right, I'll find it.
Tim, wait a second. I want to talk to you.
Not now. I got to go light up a camel.
Tim, I just talked to my mother. She's really upset with Dad. I know that I said that I wouldn't get involved, but I really think I have to say something to my father.
Before you say something, let me say something. Don't say something.
This is not their usual bickering. You know, it seems like they're really unhappy.
Of course they are. They've been married 42 years.
Look, girls. There's General George S. Patton. He was the most powerful military leader in the world.
Ooh, speaking of power. I think one of those babies just dropped the bomb.
There they are.
Oh, they were crying, so I decided to calm down by letting them watch Patton's invasion of North Africa.
At home, we just put them to sleep with old tapes of Tool Time.
Oh, somebody's stinking up the joint over here.
Randy.
Boys, would you go upstairs for a while? I want to talk to Grandpa alone.
I'll be right in the middle of Patton.
Well, go upstairs and ask your grandma to act out the rest of it for you. Hey, Brad, will you take Claire up to Nancy? Here. Bye-bye.
Hey, what are you doing? I was watching my favorite movie.
Yeah, I hear that's what you spend most of your time doing now, watching old war movies.
Oh, for crying out loud. Your mother been talking to you?
Dad, it's not uncommon when a man retires to go through something like this.
Something like what?
Well, I think that you're experiencing a little bout of depression.
You know, this is just like you. The second we walk through the door, you stick your nose in the middle of our business.
Now, wait a second. I've been trying to stay out of this. The second you walked through the door, you two started arguing.
That's not true. We started arguing in Texas.
Well, it's 2,000 miles. You could have finished by Missouri.
Doc Johnson's amazing. I swear his Santa looks real.
Just put the binoculars on. Give me a hand with Virgin Mary, will you?
I'm sorry, Mark. You all right? I don't know. I'm still numb from when you beamed me with the pig.
Sam, can you come down here? I need to talk to you.
Can it wait?
No.
Marty, I'll be right back.
I really blew it this time. I tried to talk to Dad about Mom, and now he is really mad at me.
I thought we decided that you weren't going to get involved.
Oh, young lady, could I see you for a minute, please? I am so mad at you.
Great, now they're both mad at me.
Congratulations, two for two.
Did you tell your father that I said he was depressing?
No, I didn't say he was depressing. I said he was depressed.
He said that you said that I said he was depressing.
No. I said that he was exhibiting all the classic signs of depression.
I don't think that one semester of psychology qualifies you to diagnose retired colonels.
Mom, I was just trying to help you get through to him.
Well, I don't need you to help me get through to my own husband.
Well, then why did you come to me complaining about him in the first place?
I was just letting off steam. If you hadn't opened your mouth, your father and I could have just been mad at each other and had a perfectly lovely Christmas.
Band-aids?
Upstairs, top three drawers.
Which room?
Every room. Tim? Can you come down here? I have to talk to you.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do now?
Hi-de-ho, neighbors.
Never mind, I'll talk to Wilson instead.
What am I going to do? I'm going to install an escalator.
Wilson, I'm really having a problem.
Uh-oh, experiencing a little seasonal stress, Jill?
Yeah, my dad is having trouble adjusting to retirement. It's driving my mother crazy, so I tried to help, and now they're both really mad at me.
You got caught in the middle. That is a familial landmine, not to mention a Noel no-no.
Yeah. Of course, Tim told me not to get involved, but...
Yes, I did.
But is it really such a bad thing for me to try to help my parents?
Yes, it was.
Shut up, Tim!
Well, Jill, when parents are having problems, it's natural for a child, regardless of age, to want to help.
Did you hear that, Tim?
On the other hand, it's perfectly natural for parents to not want their children's help.
You hear that, Jill?
Listen, what are you saying? What am I supposed to do about my parents?
Well, I can tell you what they do in the newer tribe in Africa. They bring in a wise member of the tribe, usually an older newer, who helps counsel the disputing parties and helps them resolve their differences.
So what I need is an objective third party.
Exactly.
Wilson, please.
No, Jill. I would love to, but I'm going to a Filipino Christmas party.
Well, when are you going to be back?
A couple of weeks. The party's in the Philippines.
Man. Well, there goes my fantasy of a perfect Christmas. Thanks anyway, Wilson. Have a nice trip.
Mm. Well, how about you, Tim? I think you would qualify as an objective third party.
Forget about it, Wilson. I'm the kind of guy that likes to stand his ground.
Whoa. Yeah, I just was tired of using that ladder.
So, what'd you get me for Christmas?
Why?
Because I want to know if I got you the same thing you got me.
I didn't get you anything.
Same thing I got you.
Oh, sticky buns are for breakfast tomorrow. You guys aren't sneaking any, are you?
No.
Why not? Nobody's looking.
Hey, Colonel.
Hey, you.
What are you doing?
Watching Patton.
How about putting that thing on pause and help me string these lights up on this on the roof there?
I have no interest in your battle with an 80-year-old proctologist.
Yeah, you're right. Guy's probably going to win anyway. You know how tough those old Navy guys are.
Did you say Navy?
Yes, I did.
No way we're going to let a Navy guy beat us.
All right, Colonel. With your help, I think we can beat the old doctor.
Now, let me see the enemy.
Watch your step. Across the street there, red brick, white trim. He's walking on the roof there?
Well, he's got so many things up there, I can't see which one is Doc Johnson.
He's the one wearing the rubber gloves. All right, we got a lot of work to do. All right, hand me the sheep, you plug in the pig. Okay. There you go. Colonel, it's great to have you on my team.
Great to be back in action again.
From what Jill says, you haven't been too active lately, though.
Yeah, here we go. Now there's another monkey in the middle.
I'm not a monkey in the middle. I'm an objective third party like the African manure tribe.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jill says you've been spending a lot of time in the den and Lillian's not too happy about it.
Lillian doesn't understand how my life has changed. I used to command 2,000 troops who worshiped the ground I walked on. Now, spend all my time with one woman who vacuums the ground I walk on.
Just because you retire from the Army doesn't mean you retire from life.
I'm not retiring from life.
Well, you're retreating from your marriage.
An Army man never retreats.
Well, what are you doing in the den all the time?
I'm watching the story of the greatest military hero of all times.
How many scenes in the film do you see Patton in his den, sitting on his butt looking for his remote?
Lillian, what are you doing up at 0600 hours?
Well, I've been up all night. Who could sleep with the two of you stomping on the roof?
Oh, it was worth it. We're going to surprise the hell out of that Navy butt doctor.
Well, you must be exhausted. You never came to bed.
Well, I was so excited, I didn't think about the time. I did think of some other stuff, though. Like getting off my butt and out of the den.
Where are you going to go? The living room?
No. I realize I haven't been much fun to live with since I retired. What would you think about doing a little traveling? Maybe going to Italy.
Well, I've always wanted to go to Italy, especially Venice.
Well, I'd like to take you.
Oh, you would, huh?
Yeah, we could, you know, see the sights, eat some pasta, maybe go on a gondola ride.
I thought you hated boats.
A gondola is a boat?
Oh, Fred.
Merry Christmas.
I don't know what happened last night, but when we get back home, maybe you'd better spend more time on the roof. Jill, what are you doing there? Have you been eavesdropping on us?
No, I'm sleepwalking.
You make coffee when you're sleepwalking?
Yes, that way it's ready when I wake up. Ooh, we should have some of these.
Oh, who got into my sticky buns? They're half gone.
The boys must have.
Oh. Those little scamps.
Daddy, I'm so happy. Looks like we're going to have that perfect Christmas after all.
You bet.
You know, I didn't think that you were listening to me, but it seems like some of what I said sunk in.
It wasn't you. It was, hey, you.
Him?
You know, if you listen to what he has to say, he's not such an idiot.
Everybody, they're coming down the block. The judge already looked at the house.
Oh, let's go see it.
All I'm missing is a real baby for the manger.
He wouldn't, really.
He would, but we're not going to let him.
It's not like you don't have one to spare.
This is what you spent all night on?
Well, I don't even see a manger.
And they didn't see the Allies coming into Normandy either. And you know why?
Why?
Camouflage! Watch. You know what? I still don't see a manger.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Wow! Oh, that is so cool! Look, it just raises up right out of the... Tim, did you make a hole in our roof?
Oh, yeah. Just a little, and I'll repair it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, I always wondered what I would look like frozen.
Just look in the mirror, Al. But actually, his belt's a little wide. Let me just take a little bit out of that waist here for you.
Tim, do not touch frozen Al.
I know what I'm doing, Al.
Oh, great. Now you've taken a chunk out of frozen Al.
Don't worry about it, buddy.